everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome to another small edition of the Witching Hour podcast. I am your host, John Roysland, as always. So just a real quick summary. I want to go over Eli Roth's Thanksgiving release in 2023. Now, I know it was just out in the theaters. Everybody online has been, was, and still is talking about it, especially now because it has been released on Netflix this past weekend. And I finally got the opportunity to watch it. And I was very reluctant. And not so much because of a new movie and not because of Eli Roth, but because everybody, it's so great. It's the best thing since sliced fucking bread. Okay, well, it's pretty damn close. It's not a serious horror movie. Okay, you have to understand Eli Roth went into this wanting to pay homage to all the greats that he grew up with. Halloween, shit, My Bloody Valentine, all the great slasher films of the 80s he wanted to pay homage to, and he did so in a very fun way. I would honestly have to say this is probably the most fun I've had in a movie for a long time, at least with a horror movie. It plays out well. It almost kind of has the whole Scooby-Doo feeling of whodunit. You got a group of kids that are out trying to find out who the killer is, all on a Thanksgiving celebration, all because of a quote-unquote, let's just say, Walmart-style store is open on Thanksgiving night, and people are trampled. And the storyline plays along very smooth. It goes very quickly, which I was very, very grateful for, because a lot of wannabe serious horror films, especially slashers, they get really slow. And this one didn't. And I hope that even though Eli is actually playing homage to slasher films, that these people actually kind of pay attention and learn from him, from his tribute movie, if you will, because it's just smooth. It really is. It does make you wonder. You figure out who it is, then all of a sudden you start questioning it. I did. Now, from the get-go, I had my main suspect. I'm not giving anything away. For those of you who may not have seen it yet, I'm honestly not going to give you any spoilers. I was pretty much 99% sure who it was, and I was correct. The reason of why, now that was a surprise to me. I do want to give props to Mr. Eli Roth, who did direct the film, that within, I believe it was a week of it having been released in the theaters, he had already gotten enough backing and support from the major distribution companies and film companies to say, we want a part two. So mad props to you for that one, sir. Congratulations. That is a great feat on its own for a horror film to be told by the major people upstairs by the suits that they want more of it. So that was great. Now, the film is also co-written by Jeff Rendell, who has worked with Eli before with Cabin Fever, as well as he also had his hands in writing Grindhouse. Eli Roth, who obviously you know from years of success from the Hostel series, Cabin Fever, Green Inferno, just to give you a rundown. My only fault was, now the movie is kind of campy. Again, it's an homage, so it's not supposed to be a serious film, but it is a serious horror film and is to be taken as such. Now, some of the kill scenes were great. Some were actually kind of funny. There was a few parts that I will admit I wish some of the special effects could have been a little bit better, but I still give them great credit for it. Overall, it was a lot of fun. I am definitely looking forward to the part two. If he carries this one on or moves into even other holiday films, I would definitely support it. It takes place in small town, like I said, of up in Massachusetts during a Thanksgiving celebration. And yeah, if you haven't seen it, definitely take the time, especially now that it is on Netflix. Definitely support the film. Part two comes out, you start hearing about it. Definitely let your friends know. And hell, man, go get some popcorn, make a night of it. But that's my two cents. The film does, my apologies, the film does star Patrick Dempsey and Gina Gershon as a very small role towards the beginning. And also Rick Hoffman, who, if you remember from Eli Roth's Hostel, he was one of the gentlemen that hired, or who paid, let me rephrase that, who paid to actually kill the Asian girl in the film. He was the one that was like pulling her eyeball out. But anyhow, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, and those who have, you who have, many people much like myself sit all the way through the credits nowadays just to see if there's anything extra. If you did or haven't yet, sit through it. There is a small 5-second scene. It really has nothing to do with the movie, but it does have Rick Hoffman, and it's just worth a laugh. That's all it is. And the ending credits, the film ends on a Misfit song, so there's always that too. Anyhow, go check it out. Thanksgiving. Like I said, I'm late to the game and I do apologize, but I just want to put my two cents out there for you, everybody. I hope you do enjoy it. If you haven't seen it yet and you watch it based upon my small review, let me know what you think about it if you haven't or if you have. Anyhow, talk to you guys soon. And as always, keep it evil.